Welcome forth the Long Night. I'm here with my friends Scott and Tom. No mad again.
No mad. He's such like on strike or something with the Chiefs.
Fuck him.
He's finally bit into what is the bullshit he was spewing in week 12.
Yeah.
Fuck this dude.
I called it. I told you guys he's watching. He's going to work on Super Bowl Sunday. Sure enough. He volunteered.
And so he doesn't have to do it.
I don't know if I volunteered. But I do.
He says he does it. But
I do understand that not wanting to jinx it and take the day off.
You guys got to get over this fucking jinx thing.
Bullshit, we do.
If this is the Royals going into the World Series, I'm with you guys. I am right there in the middle of this whole jinx thing.
It is on.
And if this was the first Super Bowl
for the Chiefs
in 50 years, I'm with you guys. But this, I'm kind of sick of them now. And I really don't think the fucking jinx thing is in effect anymore.
Yeah. We're now on the fourth one. So
5 years.
I'm not going to sit here and I'm not, as in respect to you guys, I will not sit here and
brag. With the respect coming to this group.
Because I don't want you guys to pull the fucking shit on me if the Saints go to the Super Bowl or something like that.
That's what he's doing. Okay.
Yeah.
He knows respect. That.
I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, yeah, the Chiefs got this in the bag. And I'm not going
to
do that.
He just knows he's going to have to pay for one of his teams when it happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope I live long enough to see that.
The bill always comes due.
They do. It does. And I am not going to fuck with you guys so that you can fuck with me.
Hey. It's fair enough.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
I see the logic there.
Yep.
So, what do you think so far going into this week now?
I think it's funny how the Niners are already starting to make excuses. From Bosa, what do you think of the Chiefs' tackles? They hold a lot. Oh, the practice field is garbage.
Yeah.
Just
hear that right, too? That the defensive coordinator was questioning their effort in the NFC Championship game? I was like, this sounds like a team that just complaining.
Tom said it the best. They're already making excuses.
They're prepping the excuses. I mean, I'm sure it's part of the script.
I mean, it's like, you both are playing on the same team.
Because if you're going to do that, lay it on thick.
Yeah.
God, I don't know how we're going to fucking do this. I don't know how we're going to win.
It just feels
hopeless.
That camera angle on Taylor is not going to help us. It's right? Against us. The light is going to shine in my eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's really affecting the game on the field. Just knowing she's there at the Super Bowl where there will be hundreds of celebrities.
That damn sky cam is just going to get me. I know it.
It's going to make me nervous.
Yep.
Yeah, I say go for it.
Go for it. Just keep laying on.
Just
go all in.
Yeah, why not? Don't half-ass it.
Yep. Well, they're playing to. This kind of leads to last week. What I said, Colin Coward, he said that the 49ers are name brand on defense, and the Chiefs are store brand
on defense.
Here's why. His analogy, it's not to shade the Chiefs.
Okay.
The 49ers have a lot of names and a lot of paper power.
A lot of high-priced names and high
profile
names. It's not just their defense.
No, it's not just their defense, too. It is their offense. He said the Chiefs, they're store brand. Sometimes store brand is better than name brand.
Huh. So the...
Or the same.
The Niners are Louis Vuitton and the... Chiefs are Kirkland.
That's what he did. He said, he goes, there's nothing wrong with Kirklands. He goes, I buy Kirklands, and guess what? They are great. It's great. They work the same. They do the same things.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, You know,
he's picking the Chiefs to win.
And I can't argue with that logic. I mean,
it's totally true.
Well, I think we kind of broke this down a little bit last week.
Yeah.
That, I mean, who would you rather have? Deebo Samuel or whoever the wide receiver is that's not named Rice for the Chiefs?
Probably yeah. Deebo.
You know, and if you...
Kadarius Toney's the number one receiver if you just get him the ball.
Yeah.
He wasn't talking about the Chiefs, he was talking about the Giants. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Because there's some stuff to talk about there.
Yes, there is.
But if you broke it down like that, I think advantage 49ers.
Right, yeah.
Offense and defense. But then, the one thing I've always... Matt and I love to discuss this shit. I'm going to throw baseball in here. The guy that was on MLB channel, I can't think of his name off the top of my head. He loves the stats. And that's what drives what he believes in. And it's not... And he does not believe in your mind. What you can think up and whatever you can, you know, get yourself out of.
Like fitting in a box and kind of thing.
Yeah, he fits everything in a box.
Yeah.
And you can't do that with Patrick Mahomes.
No.
You can't just say these are his statistics, therefore that's what he is.
No.
And that's it.
100%.
And that is the part that fucks all these people up. Mm-hmm. That want to say, Brock Purdy's going to beat, you know, because he's got this team
right
in front of him.
Yeah.
Well, and it's, we talked about it some last week about the maturation of Mahomes, the game manager,
mm-hmm.
because he knows that's all he's got to do to win. And if he goes out there taking chances, he could cost the game. So, no, we're good.
Well, and that's what Coward kind of brought up, too. He was comparing the defenses. Two, because the Chiefs have never given up 30 points on
not
defense.
Not this season, yeah.
Not this season. And usually teams, I don't remember all the stats. There's like four stats. And the Chiefs defense is like one of four teams to do it. And it was like hold teams under 20 yards and be top four in yards allowed and whatever else.
Right.
And all four won the Super Bowl. Previous four all won the Super Bowl. So... It's like that, and that's what he was going off of, too, is like the 49ers have given up 30 points three times. He was like, their defense, don't get me wrong, is good, but they're not great. They're just good.
Yeah.
Well, if you go back in history and look at some of the greatest all-time defenses, they all have had some holes at some point, whether it was... Maybe a lack of effort. I don't know what happened, but they gave up some points, you know, and it's no different in this. 49ers are a solid defense, and I will not take anything away from that defense. But can somebody score 30 on them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's been done.
Yeah, I'm not that worried about that.
Yeah. That's yeah, and who were the quarterbacks? It was Joe Burrow and I think it was Josh Allen. I don't remember the third one. Oh, Baltimore.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar.
They put a whooping on them.
Well, Chiefs beat all those teams. Mm-hmm. So I mean, and they held all those offenses to a lot less points.
Well, it was a Joe Burrowless Bengals, but
oh well. Yeah. I'm talking about the other two were in the playoffs, though. So,
well, I thought you were saying one. All the teams that scored 30 on them.
Well, yeah, except the Bengals.
Yeah, regardless, we still beat them. So.
Yeah.
It still counts.
It still counts, yeah. It was just Burrowless. Although, Browning still wasn't that bad, though, either.
No, he wasn't. No.
So, I don't
know. Which, I'm trying to remember, was that last year? Was that... I think that was last year when we put it on the fucking 49ers pretty bad during the regular season.
It was...
Because that was McCaffrey's very first game.
Yes, it was last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was... He'd been there 3 days.
Yeah, he wasn't quite in tune with how And then, like, that next week,
they went on a tear.
Yes, they did.
That's what led them to the NFC Championship game, was their tear. Because that game, everyone thought, this team is cooked. After we whooped them, they were like, okay, cool story, but that's over.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And maybe it does come down to nothing more than Vegas is looking at it on paper only. I don't know why the 49ers are still favored.
So is that the thing? Is I guess that's the overarching question, is why are the Chiefs getting shaded, or is it for good reason?
I don't know what Vegas is thinking.
They're trying to get more people to bet on the Chiefs.
That's probably part of it.
Because it's down to 1.5 now.
But if you just were to write out the names on a piece of paper, I think 49ers trump the Chiefs.
Yeah.
In terms of who you'd rather have on your team kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It might be just as simple as that. I doubt it. I think Tom is onto it a little bit too. He's like, you need to get the people on board with the Chiefs too, because... But they were also saying on the radio today, they took a poll of all the major talking heads.
Mm-hmm.
I think 69% of them favored the Chiefs.
So the Chiefs aren't really getting shaded then?
No, when it comes to the national media and stuff, they're not.
Yeah.
They're all...
And that is where I think the difference between statistics and I know what he can do. Fill in the blank.
The eye test, if you will.
Mm-hmm. I know what fucking that goddamn Mahomes can do. And I don't need any stats to tell me.
That he can win. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've seen it before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they were talking about this also. It's like, this will probably be one of the biggest anomalies on Patrick Mahomes' career if they do lose. Because it's Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Brock Purdy?
Well,
you know, and not Matt I'm not Lyra. Trying to knock him down, but...
It is.
It kind of is. I mean... Yeah.
Matt and I were joking around, and he said, well, you know, Purdy wins, and obviously he's better than Mahomes. I was like, so obviously. Eli Manning's better than Brady?
Obviously.
Nick Foles is better than Brady?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why not? So I'm like, and yeah, like I said, he was joking, but I was like,
yeah.
I was like, that's, you know, yeah, I'm sure there'll be people to say that, and there's your counter argument. So Eli isn't better.
And then my argument to that, and it's always been this way, and it always will be, in all sports. Why does one team have a problem with another team in beating them?
Right. It's not always logical.
And you can't explain it. You know,
yep.
The Chiefs had such a hard time beating the Titans.
In the Colts.
Recently.
Colts, yes.
But with Mahomes, it was the Titans.
Mm-hmm.
The Titans? Those guys can't score. And we're outscoring them. Or the Titans are outscoring us.
Yep.
It was weird. Because I definitely remember talking about this when we... that was one of their first playoff games with Mahomes, wasn't it?
Which one?
With the Titans.
That was the Texans. It was his second season.
It was his second season as a starter of the AFC Championship.
Right, but what I'm... So it was like
this. It would have been his fourth playoff game.
Fourth playoff game? Okay. And I remember all of us nervous as shit about that one.
Well, we just lost to him that year.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
And the year before in regular season. Yeah. And you're just like, there is no reason, none, for the Titans to win. But goddamn it, I don't know. They might do
it. Yep.
Because they seem to have got our number or whatever.
Yeah.
And so to come back around on that, maybe that's what happens here.
I don't know. Us losing to the 49ers? Uh-huh.
But we don't. We keep beating them.
We beat them in the regular season. We beat them in that Super Bowl.
When's the last time we lost to them?
But what I'm saying is that it's just that anomaly that we can't explain.
I bet the last time we lost to the 49ers has been... I bet it's been a while.
I don't remember.
2014.
That was not a good year.
No.
Chiefs lost 22-17.
Hell, that was a close game.
That sounds like a good game. Beat them 38-27 in 2018. That was week two.
I was at that game.
That would be when Mahomes scrambled and then hit DeMarcus Robinson. That's when I knew we had something. That was the moment I was like, we've got something here. And then after that, it was the 31-20 on 2-2 of 20 for the Super Bowl.
And then last year.
And then 22, we beat them 44-23. Yeah. And then before 14, we beat them in 10, we beat them in 06, and then lost in 02.
So we've lost to them twice in the last 2 decades?
Basically.
Yeah, so since 2002.
I like that.
But that is only what? How many games?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm having a math here. 5-2. Five. Chiefs are 5-2 against them since.
So it's not like 20, it's huge.
Or 2002.
No. But
it's not a huge sample size, but.
Pretty consistent.
Yeah. 5-2 is a good.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it was 3-1, that's still pretty consistent.
Yeah. You're still consistently winning over one team.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing too, is yeah, we don't play the 49ers a lot, but I mean, just over my lifetime, I just don't remember us losing to the 49ers a lot. Mm-hmm. Which is amazing for how good they've been over some of these time frames and stuff. You know, they
had a pretty lousy run there for a while.
Yeah, but just having Alex Smith and then Jim Harbaugh and things, it's just a little surprising. What?
Breaking news, the Chiefs have activated Sky Moore off the injury reserve.
Okay, well, since you're going to bring that up.
Sure, we can move on to that.
Kadarius Toney.
What a tool.
Kadarius Crony?
Is he playing?
Kadarius about to be in the UFL, Toney?
Is he going to play?
No.
No, I think he's a healthy scratch. I think he is inactive, especially with Sky Moore getting activated now. Toney's going to be a scratch. He's going to be a healthy inactive, and we'll give him his ring and tell him to have fun in the UFL.
I think that's the Chiefs trying to be nice because he's hurt that we benched him through the playoffs. And I think the Chiefs are trying to say, fine, you can come.
No punt returning.
I don't think so.
No. 5-yard touchdown pass.
I'm kind of with Tom. He's a healthy scratch. Yeah. I could maybe see them suiting him up just in case injuries.
Could.
But
yeah,
I don't think he plays.
I agree.
Not unless, I mean, I don't know. That's where I'm at. I think certain people are going to have conversations with people on the field and say he can't play.
With these certain people are going to have certain conversations with Reed?
Yeah.
Or?
With Reed and Matt Nagy.
Okay. Because when you say certain people, I think just Mahomes.
I think Mahomes and Brett Veach.
And Clark.
I think those three are going to tell Andy and Matt Nagy he's not playing, by the way.
Yeah.
That's not why he's
here. You put him on the field. I'm not throwing it to him. I don't care if he's standing by himself. I'll take a fucking sack. I'm not throwing it to him.
Yeah.
I'll throw it out of bounds. I'll throw it 10 feet over his head.
Oops, it slipped.
Catch this, Toney. Right out of bounds.
If he plays, either we are up big or down big.
Yeah.
To where it's like, well, what the fuck? He ain't going to hurt nothing at this point.
Or the injury bug struck everybody.
Or yeah. The injury bug struck, yeah.
And I honestly kind of think that's more or less what it is. So, I think now they've shown through the playoffs they can win without him. And they don't need him.
So
honestly, I'd rather him not because I like Richie James. I think he's been doing great. He's a great punt returner. He doesn't fumble. He doesn't get a ton of yards, but I don't really care.
No. He's been fine.
He's been a fine player. And doing what Tony did, he does that too on the offense. Mm-hmm. Doing those wide receiver screens every once in a while and blocking and stuff. So.
Is Mecole Hardman going to get more than two
jet sweeps?
Snaps? He only had two snaps. On the field, one in special teams, one on offense against the Ravens.
Probably not. I think Richie James will take over his spot, too.
I don't see the game plan changing from what the playoffs have been so far.
Agreed.
And that hasn't really accumulated to a lot of Hardman. Tony whatsoever.
Or Sky Moore.
Sky Moore may get a little bit more than...
Yeah, because he has been injured. It hasn't been...
Because he was part of the starting lineup.
He just doesn't know how to run a route.
I'm just saying May.
There's going to be anybody.
Here's the thing. We know who wide receiver one is. It's not a debate.
Right. No. Yeah. Choice one, Trav. Choice two, Rice. Choice three, run.
Pacheco
out of the backfield has become a pretty solid option.
Maybe
Watson.
I was gonna say Watson or
James or Gray.
No, Gray is who I.
Yeah, I was gonna say Gray or James. James had a couple of good catches.
Mm-hmm. So, and Gray hasn't. He doesn't do anything once he gets the ball, but he
catches.
He catches it ball, at least. Yeah,
it just seems like he catches the ball and it's it.
MVS has caught the ball one time.
Whether it's 2 yards or 10 yards, that's...
Where he catches it, that's where he's...
pretty much where he's going to be at the end of the day, yeah.
That's where he's getting marked down.
Yeah.
And then MVS has decided to catch the ball in the post.
Actually,
that's true.
Well, that's probably your third or fourth guy is MVS. The thing we found with MVS, I think, is three passes. He's good for three. You can't throw him the ball six or seven. That's too much.
And make him completely unexpected. Holy shit!
And what I've noticed
about it, just catch it.
Yeah. One thing I've noticed about the balls he's caught in these playoff games is it hasn't been catch the ball and then do something. It's just catch the ball. Mm-hmm. They've been routes where it's either out of bounds or even, you know, that one, the final play against
falling
the Ravens.
Backwards and...
It's just make sure you get the ball. We don't care if you do anything after. Just catch the motherfucking ball.
Which is funny because both of them he caught, though, were still first downs.
Yeah, which is fine.
So it's not like we really need you to do anything more because you got a first down.
And with the new look Mahomes of just dumping balls off to 3 yards deep instead of 30.
Well, and is CEH not up there too?
Yeah.
Just as long as he's not in the backfield on third down trying to figure out who the fuck to block.
Well, that obviously has been handed off to Pacheco.
Yeah. Well, it still happened in the Ravens game.
Where
he just went to block somebody who was already being blocked and somebody ran free.
It did.
It might have been a mistake. And
yes, it was by him.
No, not in him, but in...
coaching.
Who's on the field? It's like, oh, fuck, we forgot Edwards-Helaire's in there. Shit! Damn it! Okay, well, let's see what happens.
That's why McKinnon is like...
It never happened again, either. It was the one time.
McKinnon's the best third down back in the league.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
So, do you think he's going to play?
No, he hasn't even practiced.
Okay.
So I don't think so.
There were some people who said he could.
He could.
I wasn't. Optimistic that he's.
He had surgery like a month ago.
Yeah,
you got your betting app.
Yeah,
so you're going to go over to Kansas and bet on whether Kadarius Toney even steps on the field.
I wonder if you can do prop bets like that.
I bet there has to. You can bet on the weirdest shit for the Super Bowl.
But some of these apps, it depends on the app.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
They don't let you bet on everything.
Okay. You kind of have to go to Vegas for that. For some of the weirder shit.
No. You can do some of it. Just you have to find the right app that'll allow you to
like,
do it.
How long the national anthem's going to be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that a Vegas thing or is that a here thing?
That's a Vegas thing.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
Yeah. But you can do like opening kickoff outcome. You can do, let's see here, Rashee Rice props. Rashee Rice to record 33 receiving yards in the first half. 14 receiving yards in the first quarter.
What about just a 100-yard game?
100-yard game?
Yeah.
It's not on here. Hey, for him to win MVP is plus 8,000.
Who, Rice?
Yeah.
Yeah. It should be about plus 8 million.
Yeah, it should be.
Because Mahomes is going to get the...
Yeah. It'll...
Rice has 330 yards and 4 touchdowns. Patrick Mahomes still wins. Yeah. Unless that was all rushing on some kind of jet sweep.
First team to call a timeout.
Oh, God.
Really? That's what you're looking for is those props.
Just the most bizarre shit. Oh, fuck me.
You can do a cross sport. You can do Stanford to win and Christian McCaffrey to score a touchdown.
Oh, tell your stats.
Which ones?
Alabama.
Oh. So, Alabama... If I am correct, they still we text in the group that they've never scored a touchdown.
And we talked about this last week.
And now there will not be an Alabama player.
Right. It will continue.
It will continue.
There are no Alabama players on either team.
On either team.
Yep.
Isn't that just crazy? And then beyond that, they took it a step further with the quarterbacks. They think this is the first Super Bowl that both quarterbacks went to in-state college from where they're from.
Really?
And start in the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Obviously, they're trying to look in
the
history books, but
yeah,
they couldn't think of another one. And I meant to look up Ben Roethlisberger played because that was about the only other quarterback that...
Terry Bradshaw.
And Terry Bradshaw, who they played against. Yeah. I haven't looked it up yet, but...
Well, one of Roethlisberger's was against Kurt Warner, so...
So, no.
Where is he from?
Iowa.
Iowa.
I know he played...
Where did he go to college? He went to
Iowa, Northern Iowa.
Yeah.
But then didn't he finish...
And
then
he lived in Iowa, and he played arena football in Iowa.
I'm looking at
it. But I'm not sure that he's literally from Iowa.
Yeah, I can't remember if he's actually from
Kurt Warner. Da, da, da.
He is from Burlington, Iowa.
And he graduated from Northern Iowa.
So we just got that one.
They did put in there drafted. He was undrafted.
Oh God. Now here we go. All these little exclusionaries.
Yeah.
And Roethlisberger's from Ohio?
Yeah. So, but Kurt, he...
So, it has happened.
Yeah. That might be the other one. Is that... Big Ben.
Yep.
Wait, didn't they?
Because that was Kurt Warner.
on the mm-hmm. Cardinals mm-hmm. for that one, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I'm just like making sure I'm not on crack here.
Yep.
It's happened before.
Because it's, well, it's crack the only time. It's the only time they've been, so.
Yeah.
Warner took them.
Yeah. Good point, yeah.
Yeah. I forget that he went to Northern Iowa.
University of No Intelligence. You and I.
What did you get all snippy with Northern Iowa? Yeah,
that came from me in college working at a company that was based in Iowa, and the a lot of it's an in-state rivalry thing. Iowa State people call the UNI University of No Intelligence. So I worked with a lot of people from Iowa, gotcha. So that's why I heard that. I have nothing against or for or care about you and I.
Gotcha.
You sure? Yeah. Kind of sounds like they...
No,
like,
I just...
That's like 2 minutes of our life we'll never get back.
That's just funny. It's just funny.
Kind of sounds like they pissed in your cereal.
Like you didn't get a scholarship from them or something. I was going to be...
I didn't get a scholarship from anywhere.
That's going to be the starting quarterback.
Shit.
Shit. They crushed my dreams.
They crushed my dreams.
I mean, they did. Didn't they beat KU in the tournament 1 year?
I think they beat Mizzou.
I thought that was it Northern Iowa or was it Northern Illinois? I'm getting mixed up.
I think
Northern Iowa beat Mizzou.
I think they beat. Yeah, Northern Iowa, 69-67 over Kansas in 2010.
Ah, that was, yeah, that's been the most recent, so yeah.
Yeah, 13.
Yeah, that's been the most recent.
14 years ago. Yeah, buddy.
Woo, thank God. Yeah.
Woo! Okay.
Yeah, because Mizzou really has only been to the tournament like twice since that time.
Who? So. Is basketball a sport?
Yes.
Yeah, I know, right?
As much as baseball is. So fuck off.
Oh, smack talk.
Wow. Didn't K-State just beat KU?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I watched.
I think West Virginia beat KU too. So.
Yeah. I'm sorry, how many national titles does K-State have?
None for their entire organization and their entire history.
They got one in something.
Chicken judging.
Yeah,
let's not forget about that.
Animal husbandry.
Mm-hmm.
Bass fishing. That's the most recent one.
There you go.
Non-sanctioned events is what it's...
And Mizzou's most recent is disc golf.
God, you know what? I feel like we are on... Radio Row in Vegas.
Because we're completely they are not off the talking rails.
About yes.
Everything but football.
You get, you know,
fucking weeks of it.
You get like William Shatner coming up or trying to sell fucking
avocados
or something.
I'm trying to remember years ago somebody was
it was Ronnie Lott.
Yeah, it was like on Jim Rome even, and he would not talk about anything but the avocados. It was
the avocados.
Yes.
Seriously. Yeah, you remember that. Yes.
Yes. Because they were talking to somebody at 8:10, or Ronnie Watt was, and his brain damaged mind, he was talking about these avocados, and he's like, In fact, what I'm going to do? Who's that? Who's that coach in Kansas City? Who's that coach? The Chiefs. And what the fuck are you talking about? It was Herm Edwards at the time.
Yeah,
it was like, that guy. Yeah, I'm going to get him a box of avocados. All right, folks, that was Ronnie Lott.
Yeah, it is kind of. Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. There's only so much you can.
Oh, I am so sick in here. This is really kind of the worst time.
Well, and it's funny. I heard on the radio this morning, 8:10, they were talking about the first time in, you know, back in Super Bowl 54, when it's the first time Chiefs had been in 50 years and all that. I've loved every minute of
sure.
the week and
absolutely.
Media day, no, all that.
Absolutely.
And I was like,
yep.
Now
even
that
the
this
guy
is our
selling
fourth
the avocados.
And,
yeah, you know.
Now that
yeah.
this is our fourth and 5 years, it's like, can we play this freaking game already?
Yeah.
Let's get on to it.
You got German reporters asking.
Oh, that was Andy one of the Reid best.
About the conspiracy to get Biden reelected, and they're all part
Taylor
of it.
Taylor Swift.
I was like, the fuck.
So you heard it too.
I heard
Thank
it.
Thank God, because I want to see video.
I want to see Andy Reid's face.
Because whatever his face was, the rest of the reporters were laughing. Because you could hear laughter.
Yeah, well, and then...
And then Andy Reid saying nothing.
I really don't know about that, but we enjoyed meeting Biden after we won last year's Super Bowl. That was funny.
He's like, me getting into that conversation is like me trying to speak German. Ain't gonna happen. That's what he said.
Yeah. I told you, you searched that... Yeah. Well, you remember when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
That was...
Hey, Kraut boy, do you really want to talk politics?
That was true. Yeah. One of my favorite questions.
You started both world wars.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of my favorite questions. Because it was just so... A German reporter asking this... crazy American question that no American in their right mind would ever ask.
No.
But so it's like, what the fuck did Germans think of us? To ask that kind of question.
I don't know.
Oh, it was classic. It was classic.
I heard that and I was like, I don't even know what to say about that.
Yeah, I don't know where
to go.
And
then you hear the latest thing with Purdy? Somebody said he looks like Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh, my.
And somebody asked, a reporter asked him about it, and it was like, he's like, no, I haven't heard that. And, well, what do you think of that? No. Pretty was like,
did he know who Lee Harvey Oswald was?
Yes, he did. Okay. Yes, he did.
You know, he's what, 23, 24 years old?
That's still...
They still teach it in school.
Do they?
That's still history.
I don't know about history.
We got a 23-year-old in our office now, and she said that they didn't teach him the geography in high school. So she has no idea where the states are.
Was she homeschooled?
You have to think about it! Maybe.
I'm not going to say anything else. Just leave it at that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, we're to the point. Let's just get to the freaking game.
Yeah.
Silly season's done.
Hate this part of the...
Let's just do this and see if the Chiefs can pull off the back-to-back this time.
Well, and I was trying to pull up, they were pulling up interesting stats of Mahomes in the playoffs and how he gets better in the playoffs.
Kelsey, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and they've got a couple of never-befores, too, for the Super Bowl. That doesn't even have to do with statistics, but they played the first team ever at home. In the Super Bowl.
Chiefs did.
And now they're playing the very first Super Bowl in Vegas. So, they keep those kind of weird records now, too. That'll be on Trivial Pursuit in 20 years.
Well, the Chiefs also, they broke the streak last year of, winning the toss, or losing the toss and then winning the game.
Something like that. Yeah, I do recall that.
And then they're also trying to buck the trend of the teams wearing white usually win. Only two out of the last 24 Super Bowl winners have been wearing their home jerseys.
I guess I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm not familiar with that one, but
yeah, that's a thing. But
sure. Yeah.
One of those two that didn't is the Chiefs in Super Bowl 54.
I'll be damned. Okay.
So
we can be
so the
next.
Chiefs are like, yeah, we care. We're going to wear red.
Yeah, that's what...
I'm just glad they're wearing red on white.
That's what this week should be focused on. Dumb stats.
Dumb stats. Well, there's plenty of those out there.
Yeah. But instead of fucking avocados.
well, why are you fucking avocados?
What do you got against avocados?
I don't know. It's just because it's the quickest thing that pops into my head every time we talk about the Super Bowl, this week of the Super Bowl.
Is how Ronnie Lodden's going to give away
avocados to Herm Edwards.
To Herm Edwards.
And he couldn't remember his name. That coach in Kansas City. What was that? The Chiefs? Yeah. I'm like, man, you were one of the hardest hitting motherfuckers in the NFL, and it is showing.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
Why they told you have to retire. Hey, just remember, Patrick Mahomes Sr. can travel for the Super Bowl.
Oh, did he get permission?
He got permission.
Good, good. Dude, somebody load Uber onto his phone.
Uber? I think it's going to take more than that.
He needs to learn to call an Uber.
I think it's called Malibu Passages.
What's that?
What?
Did you see his photo?
Oh.
I guess I didn't. What?
He looked pretty rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Treatment.
Oh, treatment. Okay. What the fuck is Malibu Passage?
Well, yeah, he might need some treatment, but at least for now, yes, fucking Uber so he's not driving.
Yes, exactly. Or at least fucking have Jackson drive him around.
Oh,
there's a novel idea.
Oh, shit.
Nothing could go wrong.
No.
I got a feeling Pat's PR team would love for those two to get in a car and drive off a cliff.
They're going to be like, Jerry, goddamn, who was the guy down in Dallas? He paid a security team to protect him all the time.
Oh, yeah. The wide receiver.
Dez. Or not Dez.
It wasn't Dez Bryant. Son of a bitch.
I can't remember his name off the top of my head. He had a 24-hour security team that Jerry paid for because
he was such
he couldn't stay out of trouble. God. And
And
he still got in trouble.
Yes.
And he got a security team.
Because they picked him up from another team.
Yes. Oh.
And I can't remember that other team now.
I can't remember his name.
Yeah.
I just know the story because my uncle is a Cowboys fan. He lives in Texas, and he's lived there all his life. And he tells me the story all the time. He's like, whew. He's like, that must have been one hell of a bill because he still got in trouble.
Yeah. Right? It was fucking hilarious.
It was Dez.
Was it Dez?
It was Dez. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, he had 24-hour security team, and he still couldn't stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
Here's a story from August of 2012 that says Dez Bryant will foot bill for security detail.
After getting in a bar fight or whatever.
By a young Ian Rappaport. August 22. But the team forced him to hire a security detail after getting into off-the-field issues.
He's still gotten
constantly. Yeah.
Still never got fixed.
Yeah.
All right. So, is there any other details that we're missing about the Super Bowl, or should we
get into predictions?
Make our predictions.
I don't think so.
Speak now or forever hold your peace. Right.
No, it is what it is at this point. I'm ready to do it. Let's just watch it. Chiefs are still on house money. Did not expect to be here. Be cool as hell to win back to back, but if they don't, they don't.
First of all, did you think this season? We can always do a season recap at the end of the year, but did you ever see it going this way?
Fuck no. I mean, not how many only fucking that times on this show or on my Facebook did I say this team ain't winning shit? I'm gonna save money this year by not having to buy championship gear, all that shit, and
look at you now.
Fuck,
you got some shirts to buy.
Yes. I do.
Actually, I do have to admit, the AFC championships are kind of cool. Actually.
I like those. I like the ones they had on the field a lot.
They're actually...
And I actually...
I have to admit, kind of want
one
of the... I'll probably buy
one. I kind of want one of the hats that has the Vegas, Welcome to Vegas, you know, diamond logo thing. I kind of want one of those, because I think those are cool. But
yeah, it's...
Yeah, no, there's some good stuff. I will be spending some money regardless, win or lose.
Do you guys see issues with the Super Bowl being in Vegas?
No.
I know where you're going with this. I personally know, but we came a long way. did you see that article, or did they somebody used, talk yes. about this?
Oh, I saw.
I saw the article, and I heard some guys talk about it on 610.
That 20 years ago or so, Las Vegas made an advertising push, you know, on television, you know, for tourism, and the NFL wouldn't allow it. They wouldn't allow that commercials on the
during the Super Bowl
specifically.
And now
it's all on.
Yeah.
And then Joe Buck coming out and saying there's something that's going to go bad. Or
I know, I heard that. Which I don't remember the who teams else. Aren't even staying in Vegas.
I know, that's Lake what they. Vegas. I can't remember who. It was the morning show on 610. They were talking about the story, and I can't remember the other guy that brought it up. And he was like, "Yeah, Joe Buck was right," and it was some Hall of Famer. And he was like, 20 years ago, we were never even allowed to step foot in this city as NFL players." And we look at us now. Now we're really dancing with the devil, and it was like, oh, geez.
Good grief.
There used to be some precedent to that.
Who was it that like disappeared the day before the Super Bowl for the Raiders and like was found in Mexico after having like a psychotic break?
Oh
yeah.
Outside of Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. I do, but I don't remember the details to it. That, and then I was just reading an article before you two showed up.
The teams, while you're looking,
Barrett Robbins.
But the teams are not even staying on the strip. They said because obviously 610 is there. They said the hotel is almost 20 miles away.
Yes, because
that was intentional as fuck.
Yes. Yeah, and because this brought up. I can't.
Well, did you see what Mahomes said? He said, this is a business trip. I'll pay for everybody to come back if we win.
Yeah, because there's some backup player for the Chiefs that's saying they got attacked by a coyote.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Yeah.
What? It's like nobody was around for this.
Yeah. They do think he was somewhat attacked, but it was more of like the coyote kind of growled at him, and it kind of sounds like maybe,
didn't get bit or nothing.
Yeah, he didn't get bit, but like, yeah.
And now
according to a source, the Chiefs Hotel in Lake Las Vegas and the team guy, and such an incident occurred. No further details are available.
Yeah.
Chiefs Joshua Williams digging for answers on reported coyote attack near hotel.
There you go.
It sounds like he went for a walk. Is what I read. He went for a walk, and a coyote came up to him and
whatever,
growled or something. I mean, I'm not trying to say, but it does sound kind of like a.
I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
Sounds like a city kid that doesn't know about
country.
Yeah, country things.
Oh, it sounds like it was Kennard, who's been on practice squad all year. Darian Kennard, the offensive lineman, reserve offensive lineman, like fifth round pick from a couple years ago.
Yeah. It's like police were involved.
I don't know if you've seen, but Joshua Williams has been doing a lot of the Chiefs' like social media and stuff. He's got a future in broadcasting or the news if he wants.
I like him.
He's actually been playing really solid.
Joshua Williams,
number two, defensive back.
He stepped in when Brian Cook when his foot turned backwards.
By the way, who's number 52 for the Chiefs?
52?
Yeah.
Stand by.
And I'll tell you in just a second.
52.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to look at the roster.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
So I went, oh, the Disturbed concert you went to.
Oh, it's Creed Humphrey. Oh,
was that Creed?
It's Creed okay. Humphrey, yes. 52 okay. is Creed.
Because I couldn't see the name.
Yeah, it's
and
Creed.
I was like, who in the fuck is 52?
Yeah, it's Creed
Dave,
Humphrey.
Dave, yeah, Dave Draymond was...
wearing his, and yeah. then the guitarist had Mahomes.
And I couldn't see
bassist, the... bassist had Jones, and the drummer had Kelsey.
Did he? I couldn't see
yep.
the drummer. We went to the Disturbed concert.
Yeah, and that's... yeah.
Yeah, and they came out for one game, song with
played Invincible while yeah. wearing the
yeah
the Chiefs gear.
Gear. Yeah,
kind of cool.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. Took that for my seats. We were seats. Awfully damn close. So yeah, but,
yeah. Maybe we should talk about this off air. But was that not a fantastic fucking concert?
Oh, that was a great concert.
Holy shit!
They sounded good, and then. We can do this.
Well, my segue is, it is amazing now that the Chiefs are winning of how many concerts I go to now, and the whoever's
performers.
Playing, yeah, performers will wear
it's
jerseys.
That's common.
And stuff.
That's pretty common, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with them, I mean, well, the lead singer of Falling in Reverse, Ronnie Radke, even was talking about it, and
yeah, not a fan.
You get to be wrong this time. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was like Mahomes' first year. I went and saw Machine Gun
Kelly. He fucking
Kelly.
Came out there and said, "Hey, everybody, Kansas
City." He paused.
Yeah, I didn't hear city.
He paused.
He said
and
Kansas.
Said city.
And it was like, "Oh, for fuck's sake, you idiot!"
Nobody told him.
Yeah.
But like the first year of Mahomes, right I went to see Machine Gun Kelly, and he came I'm out sorry. With a Mahomes jersey on. Don't be sorry. Mahomes was there.
Tell him how wrong he is.
Yeah.
Was, he... was that after he got bitch slapped by Eminem or before?
I don't know.
Oh, Lord.
How many canes did you see at Disturbed?
How many what?
Canes.
Canes?
Mm-hmm. Walking canes.
Oh!
No, he's making an old joke.
Yeah. None.
That was weak.
Yeah,
nice try.
Well, it went right over your head, so
yeah. Weak.
Although that's... I will say this, but he may not be far
oh,
off.
Oh, he's not.
I did make.
He's struggling. We were there.
I did make a comment at one point. I was like, so is moshing not allowed at T-Mobile? Because
there was moshing during.
There was
during Falling in Reverse, and then there was during Disturbed because there was almost a big fight at the end.
Well, yeah, because he called him out.
Well, the dude and that. Oh, the dude he called out was big. He was like a head and shoulder above everybody else because my eye line was like right with the top.
And you
of
can
that.
See.
I was like, oh fuck.
Well, that's a lot of hip replacements there. I mean.
I just didn't see much
more. I'm just saying.
That's he's not wrong. Then again, he went and saw Machine Gun Kelly, so his opinion only counts for so much.
That's true.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Yeah, might as well just say Kittle's better than Kelsey.
Nah, it wasn't very that far. We don't have to be hurtful. I'm just saying. So, all right, predictions then.
We want to get Matt's out of the way since he texted.
Go ahead.
Cockamamie.
Since nobody really cares.
Let's see here. Absent.
We can be hurtful about
the
that.
The absentee prediction. Great game, not very confident pick. 49ers 23, Chiefs 20.
Yeah, and I'm not watching. Fuck them.
49ers are motivated. Thuney's not playing. Repeats are rare. Skip Baylor's picked the Chiefs. And then he said, Michigan won a national title. No way I get a natty and a Super Bowl a month apart.
That is the only good point he made in that whole entire
time. I was going to say. Yep, might be his.
Well, that's putting an awful lot on it just being about him. So, which, yeah. You know, it's typical, man.
I know, right?
So.
This is why we can't have nice things.
Yes, indeed. So, there we go. There's Matt's prediction out of the way.
So, 149er vote.
Yeah.
Tom?
You might as well agree with him. You've been doing it all year.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's jinx the habit here.
Because you already know what me and him are going to pick.
Just wait.
I didn't say anything other than that.
Just wait. Oh, wait, no, we might be waiting a long time. Podcasts will no longer exist.
We got four more years of Derek Carr, for God's sakes.
Yeah, do we want to talk about Michael Thomas going on Twitter and saying that Derek Carr got him injured?
Why not?
I think Niners like 27-23, 28-23, something like that. Chiefs, once again, have to settle for too many field goals in the red zone, and Niners won.
Yeah, I was going to say, give a reason, not just...
I did.
There you go.
I did, and then I did... I'll agree with him. Thuny being out's not great, but otherwise, honestly, Allegretti played fairly solid, so I'm not super worried about that. I am a little worried about Bosa against our tackles. I just still worry a little bit about red zone offense. So there we go.
Touche.
That's actually a solid take. You're surprised, aren't you?
It's not bad. It's not bad.
So I think me and Scott are going to say the same thing. So
probably.
I don't know. We might. I don't know. Who are you rooting for?
Chiefs.
Oh, I'm not rooting, but
picking.
Picking. Chiefs. Picking. Yes.
Yeah. By four.
Why? Go ahead. Because that's not what I'm...
I think the defense steps up and they get to Brock.
I think Brock's flappable. That's for sure.
Well, that's kind of why they got knocked out in the NFC Championship last year. He got injured, but at the same time, he got hit three times right before that, though, too. So I do think if you get to him early and often, you can rattle him.
Yeah.
Well... I'm going to piggyback off of what you said because I thought they said it beautifully on the radio today, and so I can't take the credit. I'm not going to, but somebody on the radio said the Chiefs defense needs to figure out how to catch a ball.
Chiefs defense?
Because he will throw.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said before, his best throw.
And if they don't catch him,
it will hurt.
It will hurt.
His biggest play against the Lions bounced off a defender's face mask.
Yes.
And I agree with you, but I think this time I think the Chiefs will. I think they caught one of Lamar's. So, but that other one that Bolton caught and dropped. I don't think that happens again.
Yeah, and there has been some dropped, which I'm not going to. You can't condemn a defense for dropping passes. It's not their job necessarily. Same sense as watching a wide receiver drop.
Yeah. Well, in the defense, it's bat away first or knock down, and then if.
But catch. I mean, that's not. I mean.
But their mindset, though, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
It's bat away and hit first, then try to catch.
Right.
So if they drop one, well.
Well, and there's a reason why they play defense and not offense.
True, too.
Because they're not that good at catching.
Usually not.
So, with all that said, I'm not sitting here trying to say fuck the Chiefs defense because they can't fucking catch. That's stupid.
Yeah.
But what I am saying is they better figure it out because they're going to get opportunities.
Well, that's the thing. When he does, you better capitalize.
Yes. And that's kind of the point I think that was being made. And... With that being said, I do see this being a double digit win for the Chiefs.
Well, that would be nice.
I say four. I got 21-17. Boring game.
The one thing I will say about the Chiefs this year, they haven't had a relaxing game this year,
No.
Except for the Bears game.
Yes, that's literally the only freaking
yeah. So they have. What other ones am I missing?
There was, I can't remember. There was one where it was like, it's close, but we were winning this game. You know what I mean?
Well, I think you could say the
Ravens game,
Dolphins,
the Dolphins in Germany. It was close, but. From the start, it was like,
they were up, 17-0 at one point?
And it was like, the Chiefs are going to win.
Psychologically, yeah. The game was closer than that. Because I kind of agree with you guys too.
That Raiders game.
You guys were talking about the Ravens. I really felt pretty comfortable with that, and it wasn't.
If we could have,
it was never out. It was never out of hand for Baltimore, but it really did kind of feel like they weren't.
Still had to make a play.
But in terms of just the final score,
mm-hmm.
it was still a close game.
Yeah,
and they haven't done that really too much this year, other than the Raiders or the. I'm sorry. What was the Raiders?
The first game, 31-17.
Yeah.
Okay. That one, and then the
Chargers was
the Bears.
Chargers was 31-17 also.
Okay.
So there's three.
So they've had a few. Yeah, they've had more than I thought.
The Patriots was 27-17. If I remember it, that last touchdown for the Patriots was a junk one too.
Well, and it would have been more had Kadarius Toney actually fucking caught the ball. Instead of giving them, they haven't had a whole lot of comfort. Yeah, that Bears 41-10. That was a fun one.
Yeah,
yeah. Going into the fourth quarter of the Patriots game, it was 27-10.
Yeah,
okay.
And then they scored a touchdown with 8 minutes left.
Gotcha.
Okay, so yeah, that one was pretty comfortable.
Yeah.
That. So, we still won by 10 points too, which is still kind of.
I mean, there's too many factors in this for me to ever go against the Chiefs, because it's Patrick Mahomes number one.
Yeah,
and that's what we've said before is like the equivalent of going against Tom Brady at this point. You just don't do it. Don't put money on it, because he still might lose.
Mm-hmm.
It's not guaranteed, but I don't want to put money against him.
No.
Because fuck that guy.
Like we said.
I'm sick of him.
The box.
Yes.
He doesn't fit.
He doesn't. So you got that.
Quit saying fuck that guy. Jeez.
And then to boot, Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs.
Oof.
Now.
Yeah. He's on a different level.
It's different. And that's why I like him big.
His stats in the playoffs are unreal. It's not even. It's out of this world.
And honestly, 10 points it wouldn't be big, but it would.
Yeah.
Chiefs win 20-10 or something like that. That's not bad, but
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not good.
It's not good. Yeah. Yeah. So when I say a double digit. I'm not, although I do kind of think it might be a blow, to be honest.
So Mahomes has played 17 postseason games, so an entire season.
Yes.
Career passer rating in the playoffs, 106.3, 4,802 yards, 39 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions.
Yeah, that's okay.
I got you an MVP. That's an MVP season right there. 4,800 yards, 39-7.
Yep. Yep.
He becomes a different person taking care of the ball.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't thrown an interception in 6 playoff games, which is a record.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If he does it now, it's 7, so then the record just gets extended.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I kind of think he does throw one, just because.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the Super Bowl. I mean.
Threw 2 against him in Super Bowl 54.
He did.
Yeah.
Didn't throw any in last year's Super Bowl, though.
No, he did not. So, it's possible he doesn't, but I do think they get him one time. I don't think he throws 2, but I could see 1 happening, though.
So, to go 14-3 in a 17-game season with 4,800 yards and 39 touchdowns and 7 interceptions probably gets you an MVP, I'd say.
At least a first round bye, right?
Wow. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, he's something else.
Lower level draft.
Lower level draft. Yeah. You're going to be.
Going to be waiting a while.
Yeah.
For the Chiefs pick.
And that's just the playoffs.
Yeah. Yep.
It's
where, which think about this for a second. You're talking about the playoffs. Every single team that you played has at least a winning record. Mm-hmm. You can argue about whether how good they were or not, but they had a winning fucking record.
And I don't really remember any teams that the Chiefs played that were bad in the playoffs, you know?
Well, bad is kind of a...
I know, but I'm saying I don't remember any team being like, oh, that team.
Yeah, but you go with a 17-week schedule, just a normal one, you've played somebody that wound up being 3-14.
Yes, that's true.
So,
yes. And in playoffs, you're not playing.
Just in the playoffs.
No, you're not.
You wanted to get into stupid stats, so that's what we're going to
do. Yeah, let's do it. I like it.
So, in the playoffs, Mahomes has had a deficit of 10 points in 6 games.
Oh, yeah.
What's his record in those 6 games?
Undefeated.
4-2.
4-2.
4-2. Oh, yeah, because of the at least Tampa Bay. I can't think of what
the rest of the NFL.
The other one was Patriots.
They came back
and then lost in overtime. He almost was 5-1.
That was 14-0 at half. Yeah. So
they went to overtime.
Yeah. The rest of the NFL since 2018 is 8-55.
He's 4-2.
Consider that Hall of Famers Kurt Warner, Steve Young, Jim Kelly, future Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers, and Peyton Manning were a combined 4-30 in their playoff careers when down by 10+.
What was Tom Brady?
Tom Brady is the only player with more wins when down by 10 or more. You know what his record was? It's a losing record, 6-8.
He's the only player with a winning record in the playoffs.
When he's been down by 10 points. That can't keep up forever. But it's just crazy.
Not that you want to either, to be quite honest.
I would prefer to play out in front.
As a Chiefs fan, you don't want to. Yeah.
I'd be fine with us jumping out to a 14-0 lead and winning by 14 points. Oh.
Yeah, because when that happens, they're undefeated.
That would be great.
Yeah, they are.
Mahomes,
you know what the biggest stat is? When you score more points than the other team, you're undefeated.
No, but I mean...
Isaac Newton.
No, jackass.
I was just throwing out more stats.
Yeah, but the Chiefs have never been up 10 and then wind up losing.
Not with Mahomes.
That's what I'm fucking saying.
Goddamn Einstein over there.
Yeah.
They did with...
smart ass.
They did with Alex Smith.
Should have kept the door locked.
I don't know if that big brain of his was going to fit through the door.
Check out although the brain problem on is Brad. He'd look like some poor little homeless kid at the back window here really up against the glass.
Cold.
Damn it. He's not going to stop until we let him in.
Yeah, he can see us.
I can see your car out here.
Keep doing this.
Roger, your car's here. I know you're here.
All right, you ready to wrap this up?
Yeah, probably so.
All right, tune in next time.
Go later.